Oh no. No, don't apologize. You just startled me is all. I was kind of lost in my own thoughts. No, you didn't interrupt me. Well, that is to say, you did, but I don't mind. It wasn't important. I was just kind of remembering Jessica in my own way. I'm not sure why. Maybe it's the desire to be something more than I am that she brought out of me. I don't know. I only know that it makes me think of her. Really? My voice? Soft and sweet? Thank you. I'm a little self-conscious of how I sound. I don't like to listen to myself. Well, thank you again. I'm glad to hear you say you do like listening to me. That's right. I decided not to go to Jessica's funeral. I think there were too many people that wouldn't have liked to see me there. I don't want to cause any problems. Maybe Jessica would have wanted it. But she also wouldn't have wanted anybody else she cared about to start fighting. So, I decided just to say goodbye to her here now, on my own. You're right. I guess I'm not on my own, am I? What's that you've got there? Is it for me? A black rose. It stands for death and mourning. I assume it's intended for the moment. Or did you get it for me because you thought I'd like black the best? So, you did get it for symbolism. You thought I might want to leave it with Jessica. In that case, I accept. Thank you. It was very thoughtful. Yeah, this is her grave. It feels weird that it's here. Well, it's like, you know, when you drive along an empty road in between wide expanses of farmland, and then you come by years later to find that the same road is now surrounded by strip malls and restaurants. I've walked this area so many times. It's very peaceful in a stretch of the cemetery. There were never any graves over here before. It's been untouched for a while. It's just been plain mown grass. And now it belongs exclusively to Jessica. At least for a while. I guess I feel old all of a sudden. You know, like those people that say, "Remember when this used to be whatever?" I'm suddenly one of those people. No, I hadn't really prepared anything for this. I just wanted to say goodbye. But I didn't have a speech prepared or anything like that. Why? Did you? Go ahead. I don't want to stop you. That was really beautiful. I hope that when I die someday, I'll have affected somebody's life enough that they'll want to say something like that about me. Oh no, I couldn't. I just wanted to say goodbye, that's all. Well, okay. Maybe it'll make me feel better. I guess no harm could come from it. Jessica, it's me. I'm not exactly sure why I'm here to tell you the truth. You didn't know me that well. You were sweet. You were kind. You're one of the only two people I've ever met that never let me down. I know you might think that, as a goth, I'd be much more comfortable around death than I am. And I'd be much more prepared for this. But I'm not. At least not where it concerns you. I'm really going to miss you, Jess. I hadn't realized until right now exactly how much that was true. You were the brightest light in my life. Thank you for your arm around me. I guess I needed it. Yeah. I guess you do owe me one after I held you the other night. I don't know why I'm getting so emotional about this right now. We weren't really that close. Here, Jessica. This rose is for you. It's from me and your camping friend. You know the one. You always talked about him. I'll lay it on your grave here. Don't worry about him. I'll watch out for him since you're gone, okay? Nope. That was between me and Jess. So what now? You were only in town for the funeral, right? That's what I thought. Where are you from? I mean, I know you're originally from here, but where are you living now? Really? I've always wanted to check out that part of the country. I've heard it can be beautiful. Oh? This place has a beauty you failed to recognize before? Well, well. It looks like Jessica's got you thinking about things. You're going to hang around for a bit longer? Learn to take time appreciating that beauty? I think that's a wise course of action. Take some time to examine yourself and grow as a person. Learn from the mistakes you made. The mistakes we all make. Thank you. I appreciate you saying that. Wisdom is a trait I try to nurture. I study everything. It's just who I am. I think that makes it easier for me to slow down and examine who people are. Why things happen the way they do. What makes us tick. To tell you the truth, it's most of the reason why I embrace the goth culture. When I really examine everyone and everything so deeply, it all points me towards misery in some way. I find that everything we do is motivated by selfishness, which leads us to depravity and darkness. I think it just depressed me and I kind of just stayed there. No, you're right. Jessica was different. If I had been a closer friend, or if others in my life had been more like Jessica, I think I would have been different. But, like I said before, life is not a series of what might have been. It's a collection of what has actually happened. And not enough Jessicas have actually happened in my life. People are kind of selfish dicks, and Jessica was different. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean you. You think you're a selfish jerk? Hey, look. I wasn't trying to say that. No, no, don't apologize. I'm the one who should be apologizing. I didn't mean to insinuate that I thought you were a bad person. I just meant that Jessica was one of the people who tried to actively help others all the time. And actually, the more I think about it, the more I realize that I'm calling myself selfish. It's just occurring to me that I haven't helped others either. I've just kind of become so depressed in life that I hide within myself. I did? Thank you. I'm glad I helped you. I'm glad to hear you say how much you appreciate me snuggling you and caring for you through your tough times. I told you before, I don't have many friends. It felt really good to be able to help you through what was hurting you. Yeah, I guess I do have a friend now. I like that. So, what should we do now? If you don't mind, I'd rather not go see a movie. I work at the theater, so to me that's a little more like I'd be hanging out with you at the office where I work. Does that make sense? How about bowling? You're right, I don't bowl. But isn't it something fun still? I'm willing to try if you are. Besides, we kind of already done my things without realizing it. We've hung out in the woods at night, and now we're walking the cemetery. If I'm going to be your friend, I want to do things that you like to do, and not just what I like. Then it's settled. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll bowl. And then tomorrow night, maybe you can take me camping like you used to do with Jessica. Sounds great. I'll see you then. What? But you owe me for giving you this, agreed? Okay, let's sit on that bench over there. Why not tease me over this? Okay. Come here. Lay in my lap again. Go ahead. Take a nap. I promise I'll be here when you wake up. to my bed.